76. Funeral. Bob, November 2220, Delta Eridani. I stood to one side as Archimedes hugged with Buster and his siblings, Rosa and Pete. Diana had died overnight, peacefully, thank the universe. Deltons didn't cry as such, but their equivalent was just as heart-wrenching. Diana was laid carefully into the grave. Then Archimedes and his children each placed one white flower in her arms. As they stepped out of the way, the long lineup of descendants filed past and added more flowers. Diana and Archimedes had done quite well with spreading their genes. When the lineup was finished, 31 flowers formed a large bouquet in her embrace. The family filled in the grave, then placed several large stone slabs over it to protect it from scavengers. When it was done, everyone but Archimedes stepped back. He slowly sank to his knees, leaned forward, and hugged himself. Uttering a low keening, Archimedes rocked slowly back and forth. I popped into VR, shaking and taking deep breaths. Charlie would be fine for a few moments on autonomous control, and I was very close to losing it. I rubbed my eyes savagely, muttered a few curses, then popped back into Charlie. The crowd was slowly dispersing, leaving Archimedes and his children to their mourning. I took the opportunity to look Archimedes over. I had only an estimate of his age from when I first showed up, of course, but I put him at about 70, which put him slightly older than Moses when he passed away, and Moses had been considered ancient, all of which meant that I would probably be attending another funeral soon. I vowed it would be my last funeral.